So Moses went out and he told the people the words of the Lord. He gathered the 70 elders. He stationed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in a cloud. He took of the Spirit who was on Moses. He placed him on the 70 elders. Verse 25 tells us, when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do it again. What an amazing event! Yet what an unfulfilling outcome. With a stroke of the Master's hand, the prophetic presence that rested on Moses was distributed amongst the 70 elders, and they prophesied, at least that one time. Thank God this was not the final word on the matter. But two men had remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other, Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them. Now they were among those listed, who had not gone out to the tabernacle. Yet they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. So Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, one of his choice men, answered and said, Moses, my Lord, forbid them. Then Moses said to him, are you zealous for my sake? Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. Numbers chapter 11, verses 26 to 29. For some reason, two men named Medad and Eldad were left in the camp. Apparently, they did not show up at the right place the first time. Nonetheless, the Spirit of God came upon them as he had upon the elders, and Medad and Eldad released the prophetic presence of God in the camp of the Israelites, where the ordinary rank-and-file people were busy with their everyday activities. When I envision this scene, I see two wide-eyed warriors, so hungry for the Lord's anointing that their heart's cry was, give us all you've got, more, Lord. God saw their hunger and jumped at the chance to lavish his presence all over those two no names. There was no indication that Medad and Eldad ever quit walking in the supernatural gifts of the Spirit and prophetic revelation. Perhaps they roamed freely through the camp, laying hands on people and expressing God's mighty word, stirring up holy chaos. Whatever they did, apparently it was a little unusual. The Israelites had not seen the Holy Spirit operate this way before. Some were probably excited. They may have been praying secretly for something like this to happen. Others were uncertain and decided to wait patiently to observe the results. Then there were the ones, as in any group, who seldom have anything good to say and who maintain a wet blanket ministry. Well, one such person ran and told Moses, Medad and Eldad are prophesying in the camp. Verse 27, as if it were something terrible. In reality, it represented something tremendous. All of the Israelites should have been rejoicing. Even Joshua succumbed to their wet blanket, saying, Moses, my Lord, restrained them. Verse 28. This is like people today who say, hey, hold on. Don't you know all things are to be done decently and in order? They are appealing to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, which reads, let all things be done decently and in order.